We see the members of our military as strong, courageous, brave people. We too often forget that they're also human. When they face challenges, they can break within in ways that we don't see, and even they find difficult to admit when their service is done and they come home. We need to recognize and acknowledge that an increasing number of our veterans are committing suicide. Depending on the study, anywhere between 24 to 40 veterans each day are ending their lives. In fact, suicide is now listed as one of the leading causes of death among our veterans. My next guest, through her efforts, seeks to prevent those tragic numbers from growing by helping our veterans overcome the emotional weight that's pressing down on them. That's known as PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. She herself is a successful actress, author, advocate, and voice for the unborn, and founder as well as leader of Hope and Healing at Healing Glade. And I'm proud to call her a very special friend, Jennifer O'Neill. How are you, my dear?
My dear is doing fine, my dear, and so good to talk to you, Chris. We got to chat for a second before, but I just want to lift you up in the work that you do on a daily basis. And you said, I just tell the truth, and the truth is a foreign object flying around these days. So I just want to sincerely thank you from the bottom of my heart. And yes, we are good friends because we have the same values and same motives.
You want to find out more about where we are, what we are going to explore with Jennifer, healingglade.org. We have that link at our homepage. And if you scroll down as well, forever and ever, there is a graphic icon link to the work of Jennifer's Hope and Healing at Healing Glade organization. This all revolves around, it's called equine-assisted therapy. Help us understand what that's all about.
Well, very briefly, my dad was a war hero, literally read about him in books in World War II, and he was, I have to remember, he was only 23 and shot down over Germany, was in a German prison camp that the movie The Great Escape was made out of. All that said, I grew up with the notion and the truth of honoring our incredible veterans and people who are willing to lay their lives down, and I think that escapes most people, the brevity of what these heroes do. And heroes aren't from the long past. They're every day, every individual that is in our service units for America is taking care of our freedoms and our safeties. And we have to, especially in the private sector, stand up, give back, give notice, and anything that we need to do so that they're coming home. And your numbers are more correct on the 40 a day suicides from our service members, because a lot of people don't report them. It is tragic. We've lost more to suicides, our heroes, than in war itself. And it's about coming back and being able to function through what they've seen, what they had to do, what they have done to protect us. And equine therapy is not new. It's been around since the 1980s in Israel, especially. Horses are very unique. God was in a good mood when he made them. And they can, they're incredibly intuitive. And when you build a relationship with a horse, it's 1,500 pounds, and we do at liberty work, which means no halters, no anything. You're developing, the individual is developing communication. They're releasing their triggers. They're relaxing. They're looking into a mirror when they look at the horse. So if they come in a storm, which they're not even aware of. And I do have to mention, I don't mean to be like a Gatling gun here, but our heroes' families are right there next to them. We have served over 4,000 since 2010 of our heroes and their families, because the trickle-down effect of post-traumatic stress goes through the whole family. And it's not just a war issue. It's a life issue. We found that out at COVID. It's a shock and awe issue of life. And all our rights and wrongs and heroism and what we believe in is falling down the drain. So if you can imagine what these people who are willing to put their lives on the line for us and come home and are not appreciated, not taken care of, and not assimilated back into the community, it's tragic. And we're going to do, and we're going to keep doing everything we can to be of service.
And it's really filling the blanks of something I think too many people fail to understand, because they think, well, there's someone who did these heroics over in some foreign land, or even some domestic land in some cases. You can think of what, you know, things that happen in our nation where military are called in to confront our own citizens. And they think, well, okay, that's their duty. That's what they see needing to be done. And they come back to a quote-unquote normal everyday life. But there's a disconnect. They've gone so deep into that that getting back into this, is there's a canyon in front of them.
And when we work with Fort Campbell, we work with various hospitals, et cetera, the VA, and we can do in an hour with a horse what might take, they've said this, 6 months over a desk conversation. It's not a conversation, it's a relationship. And the only person that I know is my Lord and Savior, who was willing to put his life down on the line and did for me, and for my freedoms and for my salvation. And right there, Jesus said, remember me. And that's why I love Memorial Day. Do this in remembrance of me, Jesus said about communion. And I say, have a wonderful hamburger, but don't forget our heroes.
Absolutely. We're talking with Jennifer O'Neill, founder, leader of Hope and Healing at Hill & Glade, legendary actress, author, voice for the unborn, hillandglade.org. Learn more about what we are talking about here, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. 40%, this is from missionrollcall.org. They did a survey. 53% think the government hasn't effectively addressed or assisted veterans with suicide prevention programs. 60% of people responded by saying they believe veterans deal with PTSD a lot more than civilian people do. And 40% say suicide is a lot more common among veterans. Stats point that out. It's
divorce, by the way. The whole family unit can be destructive.
Substance abuse, and that's what leads to the rise in veteran homelessness that we see. It just has tentacles that your work is getting ahead of, and I think that's the important part.
Absolutely. We have to be a safe and private place. We're 15 minutes from downtown Nashville, so that's the area we are in. And I came from the show world, horses, breeding, all of that. And I just implore any of your listeners that if you have horses and you want to help, we have program that we can put you through that you can do it in your local area. And you can invite these veterans that are local to you to come. There is a way to do it. Don't just sit on your hands. If you have a horse and they are appropriate for this kind of work, then you can make a difference. So don't feel helpless. Feel inspired and plugged into the wall socket about the fact that you can make a difference, because they've made a difference in your lives. You're just sitting in this country, and as eroded as it is right now, we have to come together on all playing fields and pray and make a difference and get off our hands.
Something, another element, too, of Jennifer's work, you don't just only rescue our two-legged heroes, you rescue the four-legged heroes among us, too, the horses and other animals that you bring into and incorporate into your program and your work.
Absolutely. You can give a horse a home, and then you can have a farm, and that can be a place where, a safe place for these guys to come together, and ladies. We have many women in service now that come, and they have their own language, and they need to feel that they aren't defeated. If they want to be deployed again, they don't go and talk about the problems that they're wrestling with because they want to be deployed again. They've got to deal with those issues or it ends up in tragedy. And equine therapy works. Prayer works, but equine therapy works. Everyone is invited here, no matter how they feel about anything other than we're here to help, embrace, lift them up. And I have a friend of mine that has an organization that I love this saying. They don't want a hand out, they want a hand up. And we give a hoof up. And we also deal, I just want to tell you, Chris, with our other heroes that are just essential. And that's our first responders.
Oh, yes.
So we've been dealing with them and their families, and they're recognizing their triggers. They're being more functional. The families are thriving. It works.
There's a variety of ways that you can support Jennifer's work, too. If you go to HealingLay.org, you can make a donation of any amount via PayPal. You see that button on the top of each page as you study the information and hear, watch, read the testimonials. You become a sponsor, you become a supporter in a variety of ways at a variety of levels. You can make this work survive.
Amen. And we are a 501c3, so just if that makes a difference, we're a tax write-off. But what'll make a difference is that if you can't personally do this work, you can help us do this work and others like our organization. And again, I want to repeat that we just have our own curriculum now where we can train others across the country and expand the territory so the help can be. We can't be everywhere, but we can help everyone everywhere to help those who sacrifice so much for us.
I get
very emotional about this because it can't be ignored anymore. We're all having problems in a lot of different areas, but we wouldn't even be having those problems if we didn't have these heroes laying their lives down for us.
Amen to that. If you listening, just as you might be one of these people, too, who how you perceive someone and who they are internally could be two vastly different pictures. You see someone in the uniform, out of the uniform, with courage and self-confidence. They might show that on the outside, but inside there's a lot of twisting and knots that have to be worked out. And
That
is what Jennifer is doing with Hope and Healing at Healing Glade.
If this is something
that you feel the need and you see it as an answer for you or someone that you love personally, HealingLay.org, that's your starting point. If this is work that you want to become a part of in any way, shape, or form that you've heard here, that you'll find out as well at the websites, again, HealingLay.org. We have it linked up at our page. Please be a part of this because you are making a difference. We're trying to do our best for our heroes because they deserve our best, and this is one of those ways that we can deliver that best. Jennifer O'Neill,
thank you so much, and please also go to Healing Glade Farm. Because we're trying to create a for-profit side so we can keep going and serve more people. So we have weddings and venues and stays 15 minutes outside of Nashville. So please know that as well.
And when you see the layout of the photos at Healing Glade Farm, it's going to be part of your wedding plan, your graduation party plan, your birthday plan, all type of plans, all type of parties, because not only will you have a fantastic time, you'll be, again, supporting the work of Hope and Healing at Healing Glade. Jennifer, you are a blessing, and I'm proud to call you a friend.
Thank you, too. So good to talk to you again, Chris. God bless you.